Next patient is Bishop Glenn. That is B-I-S-H-O-P. Bishop Glenn. G-L-E-N. And date of birth is 10/28/42. Date of visit 1/30/25. Please make a copy for Dr. David Heise, H-E-I-S-E. David Heise, M-D. Next, paragraph. Dear David, thank you for sending Glenn Bishop for a promo evaluation. Thanks. History of present illness. This is a 82-year-old male who has a past history for hypertension and history for chronic atrial fibrillation and CHF, diabetes mellitus and hyperlipidemia. Has been short of breath with minimal activity and has trouble ambulating. The patient recently went for a chest X-ray, which showed went for a chest CT on 12/20/24. Which showed a small to moderate size left pleural effusion and a tiny right pleural effusion and mild pulmonary emphysema. The patient has some cough and brings up yellowish mucus, denies fever, so chills, night sweats, denies nausea, vomiting, and it does have legs swelling but no calf muscle pains. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history is significant for CHF and atrial fibrillation. History of prostatic enlargement. He has had cellulitis of the legs, chronic right ankle wound from previous trauma, and he has diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, and hypertension. Also has chronic kidney disease. Surgery includes a motorcycle accident and right ankle repair. And any other significant surgeries. Oh, can you please add in the other past history above, and also includes depression and hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, habits of patient. Denies alcohol use, but smoked 2 packs per day for 30 years. Paragraph, allergies, known drug allergies. Next, family history. Mother died of a stroke. Father died of MI. Next, system review of the patient has some fatigue and had weight gain. He has no double vision or cataracts. No double vision, but has cataracts. He has sore throat and hoarseness, and he has leg swelling and no calf muscle pains. He has no urinary frequency or flank pains, but he has heartburn and diarrhea. Also has coughing spells, wheezing, and shortness of breath. is no jaw pain or chest pains or arm pain. He has no anxiety or depression. And he has easy bruising and denies seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, medalist included albuterol inhaler, 2+PR, and amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin, 20 milligrams daily. Acetylopram, 10 milligrams daily. Lasix, 40 milligrams daily. Lisinopril, 5 milligrams daily. And loratadine, 5 milligrams daily. Metoprolol, 50 milligrams daily. Pioglitazone, 15 milligrams daily. Potassium, 20 milligrams daily. Tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This is a elderly white male, is alert, face is plethoric, and he's in no acute distress. Blood pressure 125/80, pulse is 62, respirations 16, temps 97.6, weight is 218, saturation is 88. HEND announced phallic pupils reactive. Sclera were injected, ears no inflammation, throat was mild injected. Neck supplement, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Fine crackles of the lung bases, more on the right side. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, sonon is 2, with no murmur. Abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. 1+ edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Skin rash with ulceration at the right ankle. And decreased reflexes. No calf tenderness. Neurologically, does move all his extremities well with 1+ reflexes. He's alert and oriented. And cranial has grossly intact skin. Revealed the induration of the skin of the lower extremities with some ulcerations of the ankle. Next paragraph, press number 1, CHF with the left pleural effusion. Number 2 is COPD with emphysema. Number 3 is diabetes mellitus. Number 4, hypertension. Number 5 is peripheral vascular disease. And number 6 is anemia. And number 7, possible obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, plan patient. Can you also add number 8, acute bronchitis? Next, plan patient has been advised to get a CBC, complete metabolic profile, TSH, and get a sputum culture and gram stain, and a nocturnal oxygen saturation test. The patient will be placed on Ceftin 500 milligrams BID for 7 days. He will also have a nebulizer with Duonep solution twice daily. Advised to continue diuretic therapy and Eliquis for anticoagulation. And an ultrasound exam for the left chest to be conducted. And if there is significant fluid present, the thoracentesis will be planned. The patient will go for a polysomnographic study as well. If he qualifies for home oxygen, that will be arranged at a later date. And a follow-up visit in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. David Heisey. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.